Hello.
Hi, is this David?
Yes, David.
Hi, David. David, this is Paul calling you back here. How's it going?
Good, man.
Good. I got your email.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you have any questions for me at this point before we got this set up for you?
No.
Okay. No. Let me get a little bit of information. The next step would be to schedule your follow-up call. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will give you a call back. It takes about 30 minutes or so. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, but we will want to verify information off of your website, information that I have here on your account. Make sure we know things like mission statement, motto, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And then, of course, we're promoting the existing website, jacksbestlawncare.com. I did want to ask you, I do see an address, 7276 Honda Drive, but now your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you really only go to the customer. No one comes to you. So that's probably that's not an address you want your customers to know about, not a showroom or location that, is that your home?
Yes.
It is. Okay. So, you know, Google fully expects service-based businesses to kind of be run from the home, run from the truck. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. They also don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. You'll be listed Jacksonville, not even the 32222 zip code, and certainly not that Honda Drive address. I do have the email address, the info at best, at jacksbestlawncare.com. Never did get your last name, though, David.
Sluder, S like Sam, L-U-D-E-R.
S-L-U-D-E-R. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'll take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up phone call. And then, as I mentioned earlier, I do need to read the voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though. I am, however, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, Mr. Sluder. Give me just 1 second here, David, to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. David, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Jack's Best Lawn Care and Landscapes.
Okay. And the Jack's Best is J-A-X capital B-E-S-T, like all one word, though.
Yeah.
And the and between the care and landscapes is the ampersand, the symbol, not the word A-N-D spelled out, right?
Honestly, it doesn't matter.
Okay. All right. And then...
I mean, I don't know what's more advantageous for the,
Google. Well, neither one, really, and it's all kind of a personal preference. I like the symbol. I think it is a little more eye-catching. People kind of look at it twice. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
David Sluder, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Sluder, as the owner of Jack's Best Lawn Care and Landscapes, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Well, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, David, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Sluder, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Simply put, it's our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, David, of course you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. The reason we ask, first of all, is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, David, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Sluter, that's fair enough. Okay, perfect. So we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll make sure, of course, that no physical street address appears for your business since customers don't come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, that reduced rate, that friends and family rate, and then again with that first month being a six-week first month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 12th of December, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That $249, David, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And, of course, it is a month-to-month service. As I mentioned, recurring billing won't start until January 26th. It will bill for $249 on that date and recurring billing on the 26th of the month moving forward at that exact same amount of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, as I mentioned before, a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract, which, of course, means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can even pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Sluter, all that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, David, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Sluter, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. David, that actually concludes the voice verification. And then for that initial investment, did you want to take care of that on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best?
It's a MasterCard.
MasterCard. On that particular card, is it your name first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
It's the business name.
Okay. And you said it was a MasterCard. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. David, yeah. I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. 5348.
Okay.
6,000.
Yes, sir.
2596.
Okay.
2983.
And then the expiration month and year?
0429.
04-2029. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
191.
191. I've got 191-191 on the back. I've got April or 04 of 2029 for the expiration date. David, was the card itself 5348600259? No, that's not right. There's too many zeros and they don't let me put spaces or dashes. So let me go again. So 5348600, then it's 2596. Uh-huh. 2983. Yep. Okay, perfect. And that fills up the home address, the 7276 Honda Drive, 32222. Yep. Okay, so in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
No, that's okay. I'll just wait for the email.
All right, so you'll get that email in about a minute. By the way, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time. You can email 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address will be on there as well. Maybe that same day or the following business day if it's after hours or late in the day. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. David, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. Like I said, we schedule by the hour, but the call takes about half that time. Gets you towards the very beginning of the hour, gets you off the phone about a half hour after that. I could actually get you in at 1 o'clock. There's also 2 o'clock, and then later on this afternoon there is a 4, 5, or a 6 o'clock. Which of those will work best for you for that half-hour phone call?
Let's do it at 1.
At 1? Okay, so we'll get it going. Yep. Might be about 20 minutes or so, but I'll get the notes in as quickly as I can.
If I do happen
to be in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well just to kind of answer any quick questions that you might have and introduce you to your technician. I'll hopefully still be in between phone calls here. Unless I get an inbound call, I should still be in between phone calls. If I am not on that call, well, I guess even if I am, I did want to put a little bit of extra protection here, just another layer of security, a simple question and answer on your account. And if anyone calls us and tells us that they're with Jack's Best Lawn Care and Landscapes, even if it's you, David, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And this is especially important, you know, especially like a week or so from now if you start getting phone calls. Obviously, it's designed for customers to call you. If you do get phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google, even if they say they're local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't provide that information, it's not us. They should be able to provide it pretty much right away. Mm-hmm. If anyone calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, for sure that's not us. You don't even have to ask them if they know the answer. Your voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account. It clearly states that it will not bill again until January 26th in the amount of $249 and a month by month after that on the 26th for that exact amount, and never a penny more. So your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet? Okay. And then what is the answer?
Yep. Germs.
G-E-R-M-S?
Correct.
Okay. I have to type it in twice. You're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I already did it, and I'm to the page for the username and password.
Okay, so your welcome email, which should get out to you in a minute or so, first of all, you don't have to go this next step. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now. If you were to try to log in, it would probably just give you an error message that we're still trying to set everything up.
Yeah, it's asking my username.
Okay, so your username.
So I have no idea what my username is.
So that's going to be contained in the welcome email that you should get in another minute or so. Our system sends out emails in bulk every couple of minutes. It'll have our...
This came in.
Okay, so your username is your phone number, area codes included, but no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So, of course, your username is going to be 904-742-8955. Yeah, you don't, and then that's your default password. You can change the password at any time, but like I said, you don't have to even try logging in just yet because we're still trying to set everything up. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. Then. Yeah, it would just give you a message that we're still setting everything up. But once we do your client interview, and that should take place in about 10, 15 minutes, you know, we'll start getting everything set up, and you'll get official notification when your tracking system is active. There's not enough time for our automated system to send you a reminder email for your follow-up call. That goes out an hour prior, and we're just about 10, 15 minutes away. So I sent instead a calendar invite. The calendar invite's just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. It's going to say local splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. It's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Your username and phone number are basically the same thing. In any email correspondence to us, please include your phone number or your email. Not your email, your username or your phone number. That makes it really easy for us to access quickly and forward out to the right department. That's really the only email that you need, although they'll probably give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. That's if you want to email the photos team directly. The other one is support at localsplash.com. You can send anything and everything there, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. I'll get the notes in real quick, and our technician should be ready to call you in about 10, 15 minutes, and I should be able to join that call in the very beginning. I did, though, want to say now, welcome aboard. I'm excited to get this going for you.
Yeah, I'm hopeful.
Yeah, we're looking forward to getting that website in front of more eyes and earning your business 1 month at a time. Like I said, we'll be calling you back in about 10, 15 minutes, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you, David. Thanks a lot. You take care. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, you too. Bye. Okay, bye.